Well, this story happens after David has been king for quite a while now. He's gotten really strong, and he started fighting against a neighboring city to take it over. But instead of leading his men into battle, he sent Joab with the army, and he himself stayed back in Jerusalem. Well, one day David got up from his nap and went walking on the roof of his beautiful palace, and he could see down into a house nearby, and he noticed a woman bathing, beautiful woman. It was a normal thing. She was just purifying herself from her monthly period, as they would do back then. And so David called over one of the servants and said, "Hey, who's that? Go find out." So the servant went off and made some inquiries and came back and said, "Well, this is Bathsheba. She's the wife of Uriah and the daughter of Eliam." So David sent for Bathsheba and brought her to the palace, slept with her, and sent her home. Well, after a little while, Bathsheba sent a message to David and said, "I'm pregnant." So when David heard that, he sent a message to Joab and said, "Send Uriah back to me." When Uriah got there, he went into David's palace, and David asked him how the battle was going, and Uriah reported on how things were taking place. And when he was done, David said, "Okay, why don't you go home and just relax, okay? Go back to your wife." But Uriah went out and slept at the entrance to the palace with all the king's servants, where they slept. Well, in the morning, David found out about that, and he called Uriah in and said, "Hey, man, I thought I told you you could go home and, you know, be with your wife." Uriah said, "King, God's army are in tents in the open field fighting a war. There's no way I can go home and spend time with my wife. That wouldn't be right. I won't do it." So David said, "Well, okay, just stay another day and we'll send you back." Well, that evening, David invited Uriah in for dinner, gave him a lot of wine, got him drunk, and he expected that Uriah would be able to go home and be with his wife. Uriah didn't do it. He stayed at the entrance to the palace. So when David found that out, he wrote a letter to Joab, and said, "Put Uriah at the front lines of the battle where the fighting is the worst, so that he'll be killed." Sealed up the letter, and he gave the letter to Uriah with the orders that Uriah should be killed. And Uriah carried the letter back to the battle and gave it to Joab. Well, when Joab saw those orders, he put Uriah in the worst part of the battle, and sure enough, Uriah was killed. Well, when Joab saw that Uriah was dead, he called a messenger over and said, "Go tell David what happened. Tell him we were fighting. We got close to the walls of the city, and the archers came out and shot down on us. And if he starts getting mad and saying, 'Hey, how come you went so close to the walls of the city?' Say, 'Well, Uriah was killed.'" So the messenger went to David and told him what Joab had said. And David said, "Well, tell Joab that, you know, people die in battle. And just fight a little harder next time and take the city." Well, then Bathsheba found out that her husband had been killed, and she mourned for him. When her mourning was done, David brought her into the palace, made her his wife, and she had the baby. But in all of this, God was not pleased.